Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
You are listening to Hashtag Radio with me, Eric M. Hunter. Hello! Where are we? This is my recording booth I've got built in the garage, of all places. I do a lot of my voice recording here, and as of recently, I've been doing more like video stuff like this, so hopefully there's some cool stuff going on in the background. I have to deal with that later. So, this is the Sunday edition. What is going on for Sunday? It's actually been a pretty good week. I've gotten a lot of writing done, which has been great. For those who listened to the Thursday episode, I've been doing a ton of the Camp NaNoWriMo stuff. So that story's going really well. I'm doing a lot of editing. All of it's kind of coming together. It's still very enjoying. Still very enjoying to do. So that's good. I can't complain too much about that, I guess. But yeah, it's been kind of a busy week. Work's been busy. The writing's been good. So no complaints there. What else? Got a new episode of D&D 420 coming out. It's all about encounters, so it's a kind of a neat kind of step back into like what is considered like the essence of D&D, which is encounters for some reason. And we talk about a lot of stuff like not pertaining to encounters, but not exactly fighting encounters. So like not a lot of dice rolling in terms of, you know, rolling for initiative and then rolling to, you know, to hit and stuff like that. It's more, we also talk about like how there's like kind of a verbal gymnastics that you can do in terms of like conversations to try to find information to maybe to barter for information, or if you're getting paid to do a job, you can ask for more money, that kind of thing. So I think it ended up being a really good episode. So that's out today. You can check that out, dnd420.com. Or you can just check my Twitter feed. I'm sure I linked it, or it's pinned somewhere doing something. So I finally finished up The Legend of Zelda for the NES on the second quest. And that game is next to impossible to play without a guide. And I feel like maybe that's probably for the better. Obviously, the creators of the game did not expect you to play through the second quest without first playing through the first quest. So then you have an idea and an understanding of like the environments and the enemies that you go up against. But there are so many times throughout the game where you are literally bombing random places in the rock or trying to burn just like random bushes throughout this, what ends up being a huge area after you kind of slog through it. And taking the time and like going back and hunting for that stuff and then, or maybe even buying like those bombs and having to go back and do it all over again. Like that's, I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's impossible, but the amount of time that a common person would put into something like that is impossible. Like there's no way that you could just literally bang your head against something like that and expect it to figure out whatever the hell that you're doing. Like it just, it's impossible. I guess it's not impossible. It's improbable. That's what I should say. It's improbable. It's something that I definitely didn't want to do. So I pulled up a really neat, guide, not a guide per se, more of just a map of like where everything was in the overworld. And then I just kind of faked my way through it. I had to pull up a map for the last dungeon because there are so many, hidden walls and entrances and stuff. And level 8 that, again, just banging my head against it. It would have taken me forever, and I was just ready to move on to something else. So, again, probably one of my favorite games of all time. I would say Link to the Past is very close to that, but I want to say now as I've gotten older and I've played so many more games that it really is probably the best game I've ever played. And going back and playing that first quest and kind of learning where to go, I feel like there, I wish that there was more there. Like, I wish that there were more things out in the world that kind of give you hints as to where to go. Or maybe if it wasn't still so crazy random and there was more I don't want to say hand-holding, but more, man, what's the word? Just more flavoring throughout the game to kind of string you along and still allow you to experiment and explore and to go out into the world and do whatever you want, go to places that you may not be able to go yet. And what brings me to all that is the fact that I restarted playing Breath of the Wild for the Nintendo Switch. And that is exactly what I expect. That is exactly what I want in a game like that. It gives you enough and it holds back enough. It allows you to experiment and explore without being too heavy-handed. You know right away if you're in a spot that you shouldn't be. So yeah, getting back into Breath of the Wild has been super easy. I got all the main ruins for that Sheikah Slate, like super quick off that intro plateau, and now I'm just just going around exploring, and I feel like such a shiny blue ball every time I play it, because I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go over here. That's my next point of destination, and then I'll see something off to the right, and be like, oh, I'm gonna check out what this encampment is, and then I'll spend X amount of minutes doing that and taking out those moblins and stuff, and there's something so joyful about that kind of gaming experience that as an adult now, I don't feel that much anymore, because I don't know if it's just because I don't have the time to feel that anymore, or I don't just have that anymore. So I don't know. Going back and replaying, so this will be the third time I've played through Breath of the Wild, and going back and restarting that, I got that feeling that I got the first time I played The Legend of Zelda for the NES, the very first time, some 25 years ago, 26 years ago. And it's like that rush of adrenaline of like, man, I can literally go anywhere and do anything. And I kind of wish that the original NES version had that. Like, I kind of wish that it was a little bit more forgiving, that it had just a little bit more information as to where to find things, or even maybe if it would even be worth it at this point to go back and to have something like that. Like, I don't think that would be the thing to do. I don't know. Or maybe there's a game out like that that plays like the original Legend of Zelda, but it has the modern day feel and forgiveness that Breath of the Wild does. So I'll have to look into that. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. It won't be me making it, that's for sure. I got enough stuff to do and no time to do it in. So constantly coming up with new things that I want to do and new projects, and I just keep loading this list up. And this D&D 420 thing is actually starting to take a hold. Like, there's a big group of us doing it now, and there's a bunch of the guild that is doing kind of like a like an after play session, kind of dialogue to talk about what happened and what they were doing and what their expectations were. And then there's another podcast that's based on just the D&D in general, and talking with some of the guys, and we're looking into, I don't want to say business aspects of stuff, but we're kind of looking into business aspects of stuff, and it's starting to really take off, which is kind of strange. It was, for a moment, it was just something that I enjoyed doing. And again, I still enjoy doing it because it's with just a bunch of friends and we're having fun. And, but I'm starting to see like real potential there for something interesting, for something that I don't want to necessarily say that is new and out of the ordinary, and different, but something that I personally haven't seen for an avenue that I feel is still up and coming. You know, like, I feel like you're hearing more and more about Dungeons and Dragons, mainly because of like Stranger Things and the whole geekdom is trying to get back into the mainstream and pop culture and stuff like that. So it's becoming, unfortunately, quote unquote, more and more acceptable. But there's a lot of things that I feel, it was kind of the same idea that I had with just independent games, like indie games in general, where like there's this weird gap where there's like the gamers and then everybody else. Like, there's no in between, there's no ladders connecting each other, there's only shoots, you know, from top to bottom. And there is such a large learning curve for something like that, that there is an open field that could potentially have somebody come in and create something to help bridge those gaps, to help build those ladders from, you know, quote unquote, everybody to those high-end gamers. And I'm starting to feel like that is a lot with this D&D 420 thing. Like it's kind of getting to that where we're reaching out to beginners and trying to show them not only how to read like the player's handbook, but to like collectively role play and to create a story that's interesting and unique and fun and something that you'll always remember. Like, I feel like a lot of D&D stuff that I consume, it's not about that at all. It's always about stats and arguments of players and encounters and stuff like that. Like, we lose what the idea of what the core of D&D is, which is having fun and telling a really unique story that everybody contributes to. And I feel like we've done that. We've made a pretty good foothold in creating kind of like that ground to stand on. And now we're building off of that. So that's really, it's really cool. It's one of those things I wasn't not interested in doing, but I was so, I don't know, it just felt like a pet project and now it's starting to turn into something different. So that's really cool. I'm excited about that. That'll be something I'll probably end up putting more and more time into as time goes on, with new project ideas and stuff like that. So, I have started an ask.fm. So you guys out there who want to ask me questions anonymously, can do so. I'll leave the link in the notes below. And I'll answer questions on the Sunday show, because why not? Why not? Other than that, it's been a pretty good week. It's been a very productive week. I'm hoping that next week will be even more productive. I'm trying to get back into the groove of things. Not just working on projects and writing and stuff like that, but I'm trying to get back on my diet and start working out more. As you can see, I got my hair cut like that. One of those actions, for those who can't see. It's a nice little buzz. This is my summer do. But it's only spring. I got it too early. That's all right. Nobody's going to care. So I hope to be kind of get back on that better diet. I hope to start working out again. It's been a few months since I've actually lifted any kind of weight, and I'm kind of getting that itch to do it again. And I keep trying to stay away from a lot of stuff I see online about motivation, because I feel like at the end of the day, motivation is fleeting. Motivation is something that we are told comes and goes. The muse even is something that I try to not put my back onto or to not stand up on, because again, it's just something that doesn't come and go, that comes and goes. So there's a really good subreddit on Reddit called Get Disciplined, which is the idea of that it's all about just creating good habits and not waiting for the muse to hit you, not waiting for motivation to hit you to get you out of your chair to do something, just to go and do it and to create that habit. And then creating good habits breeds, you know, better habits and breeds creativity and all of that stuff. So that's going to be my month of April, is to try to get more disciplined on those things, because I feel like if I budget my time correctly, the small amount of time that I have to do things, I can get a lot more done. And if I keep with the mindset that good is better than nothing at all, which is something I've been pretty good with recently, or at least within the past couple of months, I feel like I'll be able to get a lot more done. I have a lot bigger portfolio for whatever it ends up being. A lot of it feels like it's just fleeting, because I'm just constantly doing stuff with really no avail as to why I'm doing what or what the outcome is. It's really just to say, hey, I did this thing and now I'm doing this thing. And it's so much better than sitting on the couch and watching TV or playing video games, even though I love doing those things too. So, man, I think that's going to do it for the Sunday edition of Hashtag Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. I am doing that Ask at FM, so that's in the link in the notes as well. ask your questions, whatever they may be, crazy or not crazy, anonymous or not anonymous. They'll be answered here. And until next time, hashtag out.